Blog Talk Radio.
Come.
brings increase. Increase. Increase, increase. Just touch two people, say increase. Increase, touch somebody, say increase, increase, increase. Increase.
Travel near or far.
Travel near.
takes just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah
to our God.
To our God.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
they shall mine not be waned.
They shall
All right, be quiet. I'm doing my show.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Inspiration Factor. This is, as I said, the Inspiration Factor. You have your humble host, Paul Sampson, aka Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, none other than Van Meadows. What's going on with you,
Van? Hey, what's going on, Paul? How you feeling?
Are you muted?
Can you hear me?
Van? Oh, now I can. Okay. I'll get ready to say. I know you're not doing Gina Storm on me.
I'm here.
Okay, that's okay. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm trying to get to the house. I'm all right. Trying to get to the house so I can have a seat and do this like I'm civilized. Fake the funk, I guess.
Amen, brother. Amen, brother.
You know, just say fake it. Fake it till you make it. Well, for those of you listening, this is the Inspiration Factory. It's an offering of For Real, the Entertainment, Tiffany, the For Real Entertainment Network. And also sponsored by B-Raw Jewelry. Why be average when you can be raw? And I got mine. How about you, Van?
I definitely got mine.
Anybody know? All righty, then. I'm lost in this section. Don't laugh at me. But, yeah, I'm getting a little fed up with that CEO of yours, though, Van. Every time I turn around, he's got a new piece out, and it's always something that I want, and, yeah. I think I'm going to have to pay him a visit.
You might have to.
You can get my next piece from him. So I can get my next piece.
Well,
as you all know, tonight is open mic. So do what you like, as long as it's profanity-free. But, you know, here at the Inspiration Factory, we like to keep things clean. We like to keep things uplifting. We like to keep things empowering. So with how about a little bit of empowerment? My brother, would you bring us in prayer?
Absolutely. It'll be my pleasure. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to you asking forgiveness for any sins that we have committed against you, Lord. And Father God, we ask that you break us down where we need to be broken and lift us up where we need to be lifted. Father God, we praise you. We worship you all in spirit and in truth. We want to lift up our Epiphany family to you. We want to lift up our CEO. I want to lift up our children to you right now, Lord God. Continue to cover them. And Father, we also want to lift up the people in Ukraine, Lord God, that you continue to just bless them mightily. And we'll be so careful to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. It's important that we keep Ukraine in prayer. Well, actually, truth be told, it's important that we keep the whole world in prayer because this world is dwindling fast, downwards. But one soul at a time. You know, just plant them seeds and let God do the rest.
Amen.
So, my brother, I think I already know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask anyway. Did you bring something for us tonight?
I did indeed.
All right, I could have placed a bet on that. I should have. I don't want some money. What you got for us?
All right. I got a piece called Witness His Creation.
Mike is yours, King.
Who told you that you were useless? May I suggest you ignore the wiles of the devil and flee from his wicked nonsense and come out of peril. With the full understanding that you are his workmanship, fully being manifested by your continued relationship, a relationship where he recognizes you as his child, his work of art, and that's putting it mild, because he knew you before he laid the world and the foundation for this world. in his word, he promised you that his place he has prepared has many mansions and streets, man, streets that are paved with gold. All you have to do is be obedient and grow old until he sends for you. So did you open your eyes today? If so, then it's true. You keep putting on the full armor of God and fight this earthly battle, but never think of it as odd that God chose you to be tested by the enemy, because he knew you were the remedy for a battle that you have been tested for. So no more who told you that you were useless. Not God, because you're his creation and you're distinct. Can I get a witness? And that's that piece.
Amen. Amen. Yes, I'll be your witness to that. Beautiful piece. I love that.
Amen. To God be the glory, not mine, but his.
I know that's right. He's a little bit more deserving of it than we are. Now, let me see if I can find a spot to pull over real quick and do my piece, and then we'll keep things moving right along. Let me see. This looks like a good place right here, the people's place, or the church. Yeah, I'm going to the church. We're going to church, hit the church. How's that?
Amen.
All righty. And I have a piece that I was wondering about whether I should do here tonight or not. But I decided, yes, I'm going to do it. And it's called Ungodly Essence.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. The title of this piece made me go, ew. But I had a light bulb moment and a mental image of the essences so casually spewed. And from that mental image, a light bulb moment came about. This poem was birthed, and this is how it grew. I imagined the essence of a sinful man joining with the sinful essence of a woman in a sinful act. And I began wondering, if it was worth all the pleasure of her riding me while milking me or taking me in while on her back. That act of our sharing our ungodly essences may produce blessings far greater than anything we've ever known. A perfect example of what is meant for evil, God can change into something good only due to his mercy. Is such grace continuously shown. However, in that blessing formed from ungodly spirits and essences being used, I believe that within that blessing of a child growing through us, those same ungodly spirits have been transfused. We have handicapped our blessing of a child from the start. We formed them from the ungodly lust and not from the love found only within the marital hearts. In spiritually abusing this unborn child, we alone played the part. That's the possibilities that it exists when God's word we good Christians choose to resist, when only part of his commands are on our to-do list, when we fall and justify wallowing in unrighteousness, when we bestow upon the cheek of our Christ our own Judas kiss. So next time you want to share your ungodly essence, I pray this poem enters your head and saturates your mind. Spirit of disobedience resigns, and after a few choice words, repent and praise God instead. Do not let ungodly essences defile and taint what awaits in a godly ordained marital bed. And that's that piece.
Yes, sir, my brother. Dynamic piece, as always. You got it.
Why,
bro.
Thank you, sir. You know I teach.
God is pleased.
My daddy helped me.
Hey, I know that's
my
right.
My father helped me. And when I got his help, I ain't worried about nothing. ain't worried about no thing. Well, I guess I'll run my mouth a little bit enough, and you've run your mouth a little bit. Not enough, but a little bit. So what do you say we open the mics for a caller?
Absolutely. First up on the mic, we've got one half host of the Love Zone. I'm sorry, the Erotic Love Zone, Miss VIP. Hey, Miss VIP, what's going on?
Is that the Hi,
how are you, Steven? Hey.
Hey, Adrian. How are you tonight?
How are you? I'm good. I'm tired. I'm tired, but I'm good.
I hear you. You know, sometimes it's good to be able to feel that you're tired. It means we're still here.
Amen.
Yes.
I'll take that. Yeah, I'll complain about it at times, but I'll take that. Trust and believe, I'll take that over the alternative any day.
Yes, absolutely.
So how's the weather down in Florida?
It's beautiful and hot.
Well, I can ask you that today because we had a beautiful day today, too. If it was cold, I wouldn't have been asking you nothing about Florida. But you would have probably volunteered it anyway. No, just kidding. So, my love, did you bring something for us tonight?
I did. I just finished this piece. Because you know what mode I'm in still. The band knows. it's untitled, of course.
There's a shocker.
Right.
Right.
Oh, did I say that out loud? My bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right. The mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, I come to your throne humbly, but boldly thanking you for who you are in my life. Thank you for giving me grace and mercy every day to get it right. Lately, anxiety has taken its toll, leaving me ill, because physically I'll never be the same. But as I keep praying, you'll always see me through, carrying me, preparing me as you show me your will. One day this week, I decided to sleep, and whatever I found the next day, you allowed. I also decided as long as I do my best, you'll take care of the rest. Quite frankly, I'm tired, bordering on weary, and even though at times I get a little teary, I'm going to stand on your word, because your word won't return until you void. That gives me hope that the plans you have for me will prosper, and whatever the devil meant for evil, you'll turn it around and make it good. So I give you all the glory and praise, no matter the ending of my story. And this will always be understood. And that's that piece.
Amen.
Okay, I guess it might help to unmute myself. Yes. All right. I like that.
Thank you.
Even without a title, it speaks volumes.
It does. Mm-hmm. Loud volumes.
Yeah. She always comes through and throws something down. She throws the gauntlet down. I know that's right. Well, Ms. VIP, I understood Rand to say that you're half host of another platform on Epiphany. What's that all
about? Well, it's more over the same, just a little reverted. So it's pretty much the same. We're still there at 9 p.m. every Wednesday evening. That's Eastern Standard Time. And our topic hasn't been determined as of yet, but, you know, it's going to be a good one. So that is it.
Yes. That is it.
Y'all heard it. You live in. You got two beautiful queens to hang out with, chit-chat with, and, you know, spit with, and have a good time with. Don't forget, dial that number. All right, and
absolutely.
I appreciate you so much for coming through tonight. I appreciate
absolutely.
That. And I hope you're going to hang out with us for a little while in Praise Lounge and see what the rest of the show brings.
I am. Thank you so much.
Right.
God bless
sounds
you both.
Like a planner. God bless you as well. One love,
God bless
one mic.
You. One love, one mic.
Man, were you surprised?
I was not. I was just going to say, untitled piece, that was powerful.
Yeah. Oh, them lights are rough. Yeah, she's good for the untitled pieces. But like I said, she makes up for it tenfold with the content.
She does.
She does.
Yes,
she
does.
Well,
without
we got anybody
question.
Else out there?
Oh, man, we sure do. We have ourselves the C-34 music, y'all. C-double in the house. What's good, bro?
Get out of here.
Well, I can't get out of here because I was invited by Brother Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Brother Paul of the Gospel Keynotes. So I had to come up in there. And Poetic, how are you doing as well?
I'm doing great, my brother. No complaints.
Yes, indeed.
And doing just a little bit better than we hear your voice.
Well, I thank you for the invitation.
Hear the family. Oh, always. I actually have to give you an invitation. You know, you got a standing invitation.
Well, thank you very
much.
I can
save all my stamps by mailing them invitations out to you.
Oh, that's true. That's definitely true. Now, I was listening to the first song on your playlist. And I understand about the increase.
Yeah.
But something just came to me, and it's crazy. It's like for you to get I'm thinking God gets to increase. So we must decrease. That's what I was thinking. But maybe I'm wrong in overanalyzing that.
This is more along the lines of him asking for increase of our territories, of our responsibilities, of our devotion to him, of our evangelizing. Give us a little bit more so we can help some others get to know you like we know you. And in that respect, I take a little increase. But I can only do it with his help.
You got to be careful.
Yes.
Got to be careful.
Yeah.
The moment you start asking for increase, you got to be prepared at how he gives you that increase. You got to be prepared.
Yeah.
You
want to
not
too many people can handle that.
Not too many people are ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's true. And that's when you find out for real that he doesn't give you more than you can bear. But sometimes
right.
I scratch my head and wonder. Wonder if that scale needs to be calibrated, but I'm glad he's got a sense of humor because he pulls me through anyway. On the other side of it, before you know it.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. But he definitely has to be careful what you ask for. You are 100%
yes,
right in that bag.
Mm-hmm.
So, Maestro, what you bring for us tonight?
Since you invited me, well, you didn't. You gave me a standing invitation. Let me correct myself. I had to write something because I didn't have anything. I had to write something a couple of hours ago. And I have this piece called Take This Cup from Me.
That's got an interesting title. I like that. Mike is yours, Ken.
Thank you. Your will be done. I don't have a choice. You're the only one. I used to have dominion. Watching her body made me oblivious to what you said. I blamed you for the blessing. I ignored your orders and listened to my helpmeet that changed the directions of further generations' destinies as it led to sin. Abominations accepted. Presently, We have credit cards with predatory loans with incredible percentage rates. We're forgetful of the debt you paid. Some say you died on the cross. Some say you bled on the stake. Some say tree. Some celebrate the goddess last month, Ishtar, smoking cigars, being despicable. They passed over Passover while some pastor preached the rapture where there's no pre-tribulation. He must have skipped that chapter in Matthew 24, Kobe Bryant. As people are buying it, sorry, I'm off topic. But back to myself, I'm dehydrated and felt like I was dying. Yesterday, yes, I was afraid. My heart felt like a grenade bought by Wile E. Coyote is what I imagine my tombstone would read. I can't go now. There's still too much in me. I'm not empty, and as long as there's breath in me, I'll have messages from me, but not my will. Yours be done. I just know that when I come home, I hope to hear you say, well done, my son. Welcome in. And that's that piece.
Wow. As always, C-Dub comes through and makes you think. But then he also gave it. Did I hear a reference to, I was listening to my nephew as well, but did I hear a reference to Wile E. Coyote?
Yes, you did.
Sorry. I like that a lot. Perfect piece, and you weren't getting off topic at all, because any piece that enlightens someone or that makes them think or gives them a little bit of food for improvement is never off topic. So I appreciate you for that piece, my brother.
Thank you very much.
Right on time. My brother Van the Man.
Yes, sir.
Now, I can't call you Van the Man. That would be stealing from Stan the Man, wouldn't it?
That's what they call me. That's what my email says, Van the, but it's T-H-A instead of T-H-E, so I put a little twist on it.
Okay.
How poets do.
Oh, of course, we take that poetic liberty.
Absolutely. But this PC double, this piece had a lot woven into it. But that line, that last line, talking about take this cup from me,
yes.
You know, Jesus prayed that same prayer in the garden. At first, he was like, take this cup from me. Then he got up and he went and saw the disciples sleeping, and he chastised them for falling asleep. Like, you can't pray with me and stay awake? And then he went back.
Yep.
And he prayed differently. He was accepting of the cup. He was accepting of everything that had to happen. So, my brother, I applaud you for being real, asking to take the cup.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are times where things go on in our life, be like, Lord, please take this thing from me. I don't want it.
I
applaud you for being real enough to end it with that line to show us your humanity, to show us your vulnerability. Dynamic piece, my brother.
Thank you. Because I was, you know, I've been going through some spiritual warfare this week, physically, emotionally, and mentally, spiritually. And the dehydrated and felt like I was dying part, that did happen yesterday.
Yeah.
So, right. And I talked to the Pearl of Negra about that last night. So, it's,
wow.
Yeah, I got to take care of myself, and I got to drink plenty of water and stop being stubborn and stop being so busy.
Yes, sir.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Wow, yeah. I'm with you on that, CW. We really have to put ourselves first. You know, I feel me in your last statement there. And but yeah, there comes a time we can't be any good to anybody else if we're not good to ourselves.
That's right.
Take better care of yourself. Take time out for some of that living water and rest a little bit, you know?
Yep. All I can think of is Bruce Lee. If water's in a cup, it becomes the cup.
Yes, sir.
I have to become the
Absolutely.
Cup.
Become the cup.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Okay. There you go. It's not such a bad thing to be.
Yeah. Most
but
definitely.
I definitely thank you for coming through this evening. But you know what? Before you go, if you don't mind, let me get a moment of your time, sir.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we just want to hold up our brother here before you, Lord, that you would put your hedge of protection around him, Father God, that you would empower him and strengthen him for the battle that he is within. We're not going to speak on the battle, Lord, because that's your arena, and we know the victory is already had. So we thank you for the victory, Father God, and we just ask that you would hold the brother up and give him peace as he goes through this victory, as he shows the enemy that you are the Almighty. And with you on your side, there's nothing you can do to us, Father. So we pray your blessings upon this brother and ask that you would keep him and lessen the dramas of this warfare that he is embroiled in. And we praise you, we love you, and it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen.
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 Yeah. Yep. I want to be one of the look. I want to be one of the meek that inherits this earth. That's what I want to be. I want to be
the
Lord at the end. So thank you for that prayer.
Ain't that what family do?
That's what we do.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Then you should expect nothing less. We family.
Yep. All right,
so
brother.
I hope you got time to
show.
Hang out in the praise lounge and
mm-hmm.
listen to a little more.
Yes, I will. One love, one mic to the both
right.
of you.
One love, one mic.
God bless you. Yeah. They coming in here like they mean some business tonight, man.
I hear. Hey, I hear it.
I ain't mad at them.
I'm not mad either.
All right, let's act like you're going to stop. Not at all. Well, I'm flying blind. So, I'm going to leave it up to you if we have another caller with the hand.
Absolutely.
Somebody
we sure do.
Come share something with us.
We got our good brother, Brother O.
Oh, cookie now. Brother O.
What's good, Brother O?
Is in the house. What's up, my brother?
How you guys doing?
All right.
I thought
you might have been asleep.
No, I was wide awake. And I was just
okay, that's what's up.
Listening to a C-34's piece, and sometimes we want to ask God to take the cup away from certain things that we don't want to go through and we don't want to deal with.
Right.
You know, it's like, sometimes we go through things it's harder. It's very difficult. And we want to say, like, why do I have to go through this?
Right.
Why don't you just give it to somebody else to handle it? But
yeah.
But we have to understand that it's not our will. It's his will has to be done all the time, regardless of how we feel or what we go through. You know, just have to wait on God to show up, and when he does, he'll show out, most definitely.
Absolutely. And he shows up at the perfect time.
Exactly.
So true, my brother. So true. Perfect timing.
Exactly.
I have never seen him late yet.
Oh, no.
Despite
never late.
Despite me trying to rush things.
Yeah.
And that's the miraculous part, that he, you know, he's perfectly timed, despite me trying to rush him or slow him down. So I'm so glad that he's got and he's beyond the whims of me.
Right.
Because it comes out so much better when he handles it.
Yeah, you're right.
So true.
So, my brother, what you bring for us tonight? I know you got something.
I had this phone call. God is still blessing me while I'm in the hospital.
I second that emotion already. You might be to us, King.
My dear brothers and sisters, for this and live on Inspiration Factory, I'm currently still in the hospital waiting a heart transplant for going on 6 months now. It's been quite a journey while being away from my family, close circle of friends, and my fellow poets. Very few of you possess the faith, patience, stamina, and endurance to wait on a major blessing or breakthrough to happen for you as I had these past 6 months. Because God did not give me this test of having faith while waiting on a new heart like myself. Many of you would have been frustrated and discouraged about it during the process to wait on an organ transplant without knowing when one would become available. And some of you couldn't handle my current situation during periods of solitude, cabin fever, and undergoing a complete transformation physically and spiritually in your life like myself. Brothers and sisters, I was chosen specifically for this mission because God knows that I have the patience, faith, and endurance to wait on my new heart to come and had the maturity to handle the overflow of blessings that are about to come my way afterwards. Despite enduring this extended period of hospitalization, God has still blessed me left and right. I'm truly grateful that my health has remained stable. I'm blessed to receive exceptional care here at the hospital from the dedicated nurses and dedicated doctors here on the third floor in the heart center at the hospital where I'm at now. I'm truly blessed to have my true friends and family to check up on me every day. Blessed to have a very strong support system who is taking care of my needs before, during, after my heart transplant. Blessed to have real people who always encourage me to go the distance and see this thing through. I'm truly blessed with the ability to continue hosting my weekly radio show, the ability to continue to perform on the radio and on Facebook Live, the ability to continue to write poems while on my extended hiatus away from the poetry stage, and my ability to remain active as possible by doing promoting events and giving advice to newcomers while being away. After I lost my girlfriend unexpectedly to pneumonia sepsis in January, I was blessed to connect with my future queen shortly before my birthday and establish a friendship with her that will blossom to a great relationship once I'm fully recovered from my heart transplant. Here's a blessing, y'all. He's waiting for me to meet her in person because I have found a woman who is very, who is patient like I am. I'm blessed to have stability and peace in my season of solitude from the outside world. Blessed to learn relaxation and meditation techniques by yoga. Blessed to have improved my endurance, flexibility, stamina, and strength. And balance with physical therapy to endure this upcoming surgery I'm about to have. That's to maintain consistency with my diet and level of physical activity. And I'm blessed to experience the abundance of opportunities to showcase my expanded list of gifts and talents once I fully recover from my heart transplant eventually. That's at peace.
Yeah,
I'm standing with you on that, Brother. But I really appreciate your encouraging attitude through this all. I can't even imagine laying up in a hospital for 6 months. But you don't let it hold you down.
Right.
Don't let it hold you down.
No, okay. I can't let it hold me down. I've come too far not to turn around now. Going too far now.
Absolutely.
I waited this long. And I'll just determine to see this thing through and go the distance.
There you go. Look, you're too close to your breakthrough now to give up.
Right. And when
and
you're
I
close
you
to
for
it,
your
that's
courage and your strength and your perseverance.
Like when you're getting close, it's like the enemy tries to throw the spirits of discouragement upon me and spirits of doubt upon me. And I have to constantly say, listen, look, I'm going to get through this. I'm gonna get what I came for.
There you go.
I'm gonna be all right.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Speak that into existence. That's right. And that's
right.
How you do battle. Go on now, brother. That's how you do.
Exactly. It's war spiritual, brother. It's war spiritual. We have to be covering the whole body, the whole armor of God.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't run around half naked. You got to have a whole armor. Man, we have victory at your hands. Yeah, appreciate you for that, brother. Man, you got anything for that piece?
Yeah, man. I thought that was a great piece, brother O. You always, brother, keep us on our toes. And what strength you're showing in the piece, man, and just your courage to want to encourage others through your circumstances. Praise God for you, bro.
No problem, brother. No problem, man. I appreciate it.
More than welcome, brother.
I'm sorry. I had myself muted again. My brother, I hope you're going to hang out a little bit with us. And hear what the rest of the people
Thank
are going
to
bless us with. Awesome,
yes.
Awesome. All right, we're going to send you to the praise lounge with Adrian and C-Dub and y'all don't tear the place apart, you know, partying and whatever, you know. Sit back and relax a little bit. All right?
That's it.
Appreciate you. God bless you, brother. One love, one mic.
Thank you. God bless you guys, too. Thank you.
God bless you, bro. One love, one mic.
Thank you.
I am always so impressed with his determination, with his attitude, because I swear, 6 months laying in the hospital bed would have probably done some damage to my spirit. But he stays upbeat all the time. I admire him for that. But I guess that comes when your faith is strong enough.
Yes, sir.
All righty, my brother. What else do we have in store for us? Who else do we
Next.
Have in store for us?
We got Amelia T. Davis.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's the testimony lady. Hey, Amelia.
Good evening, Kings.
And, you know, I want you to know that you're in my prayers. I know this is a rough time for you pertaining to Sam, but God don't make mistakes, so. But I am praying for you. It's going to be all right. We already know that. Because our daddy good. He real good.
Absolutely.
So what do you think of the show thus far?
Oh, it's been phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And I so needed to hear Van's piece. Yours was awesome as well, but what he had to say I really
Thanks.
Needed to hear today. But everybody has brought some amazing pieces. The Holy Spirit is certainly flowing through the show tonight, most certainly.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Man, doesn't that make you feel good when
it does.
You hear somebody tell you that something that God led you to write, and you get the confirmation immediately that that's what you wrote that for?
Absolutely. To God be the glory, Paul. Not mine, not mine.
Yes.
I just be obedient, man, and just write what he tell me to write. So, for his glory.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you can't go wrong that way. You cannot go wrong that way. But, you know, I love to, when I see, you know, because the poems, they sound good, and they're food for thought and all of that. It's all beautiful. But when I see that, the action of a poem, it really, really blesses my heart. You know, when you see that, okay, that's why I wrote that. It touched somebody. It was what they needed. God enabled something that I wrote or that you wrote to meet somebody right where they needed to be. It's a beautiful thing.
Right.
Go on with your bad self, Van. Amelia, I know earlier you said you weren't sure what you were going to do tonight. So have you made up your mind?
Yeah. This was the last piece for the April poetry pieces. So in here, mm-hmm. I just want to say, I say tomorrow, and today is tomorrow. So just for folks to understand, within this piece, I say tomorrow, but it is now tomorrow. But speaking about Sam, this is in regards to that. It's called Sorrowful Anniversary. Sorrowful Anniversary is the name of this poem. He was everything to me. He was my heartbeat. To be held in his arms was pure bliss. His kisses sent me heaven bound. Our sex was truly exquisite. My love for him was unconditional and phenomenal. My world was him. His name was on every breath I took. Our love lasted many decades. I never once thought the word divorce would ever apply to us. We were inseparable. Wherever he went, I went. Wherever I went, he went too. Yet somehow it slowly fell apart, destroyed. Now, I could go over all the exact issues and list them. I'm not. Our relationship came to an end, yet he stayed in my life. It will be 2 years tomorrow since he was found dead in his apartment from natural causes. He lied about his age initially, but when he disclosed that he was much older than I, my fear was I would outlive him. It was my greatest fear in life that he would die before me. He knew that and would say, young people die early all the time, implying that I might just die before he did. He stayed healthy, kept his weight down, exercised, ate right, took vitamins, always took his medicine. So if I would have bet on anybody in his family dying first, several of his siblings come to mind. but certainly not him. I was convinced he would easily make it to 100. Unfortunately, he didn't. My greatest fear realized. That night he was discovered, I let out a scream. I was propelled into a nightmare. My husband dead. I still loved him. I didn't want him or anybody else to know it because I felt like my love for him was used. Used to play me. Used to create all kinds of issues and problems for me. So no, he didn't know I still loved him deeply. I never really considered a world without him in it. He always kept me believing he was fine and healthy, for he knew very well my greatest fear. It turns out he had medical issues I wasn't aware of because we were living separately. I was no longer going to his doctor appointment, and he wasn't going to mine. I miss him dearly. Yes, we had our issues and problems, but I spent the majority of my entire adult life with him. I came here to Texas to be by his side. I left my home to come to a different city and state to be by his side. So with this last piece of April's Poetry Month, I dedicate this to my husband and in his memory. We shared a lifetime together, and I still miss him beyond words can adequately describe. May he forever rest in heaven. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. End piece.
A beautiful piece, Amelia. You have my support in this, but I want you to not allow yourself to be burdened down or weighed down with the pain of the loss. Just think about the blessings that you had shared a season with him. You know, the season that the two of you shared together helped form who you are today. Had you not had that season with him, you may not be the person that you are today. So I would caution you to keep your mind on that. Don't let the pain take over. And I know that he knows you loved him. And you're only going to be away from him for a while. I have a sneaking suspicion you will see him again.
I appreciate that, Paul. So much to me, it really does. I thank you for your prayers, your support, always.
You're quite welcome. Like I told C-Dub, we family. That's what we're supposed to do. And that's our privilege to do for one another. You know how, when you think about how honorable it is to pray for somebody, to help support somebody. Oh, no, I'm a caregiver, I guess, at heart, but it makes me feel good to think that I might have just had a little bit to do with helping somebody through a situation. Of course, you know, our father is the one that is the main impetus behind it, but our willingness to do his bidding is what makes it such a beautiful thing. Fan, do you have anything before she tries to sneak over to the praise lounge?
I do. This was a painful tribute piece. But that's what makes it beautiful. because it comes from a place of pain and fear. So I enjoyed this piece.
Thank you, man.
Looks like you got 2 thumbs up, Amelia.
I love you both. One love, one mic. God bless
one love,
both
one
you.
Mic.
God bless you.
God bless
one
you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Yeah. I have a feeling that was a difficult piece to write. You know, it takes you back to a painful place, but that's one of the best ways to get through that pain, or at least I find for me, is to write about it. Help me use that paper to vent on.
Absolutely.
That's one of the joys of being the recipient of God's gift of poetry. Beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. Well, then, I think we got another caller out there that I think we would be in trouble if we did not open her mic and ask her to come join the festivities. What do you think?
Absolutely.
All righty. What do you say we open the mic for La Perla Negra?
Gentlemen,
hey, buddy.
Gentlemen, don't you hate, buddy? Why it's always got to be, tell me something, please. All right, I'm going to start over. Good evening, gentlemen. Can y'all tell me why it is I always got to have trouble, the word trouble in my introduction? What is that about? Why y'all got to do me with that?
Who used the word trouble?
I thought y'all loved it, me.
No.
I've always thought word trouble always finds its way in my introduction. What I do?
No.
What
I do? I want you to listen to the archives and take some of that ginkgo biloba. They say that helps with the
memory.
Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's. Yeah.
I didn't hear trouble.
He didn't say trouble. Yeah.
No. I specifically
you didn't
made
say
a point
trouble.
Of trying to be pleasant.
He
today.
Did not.
And then when I'm nice, I get blamed for being, I just don't know.
You know what? I'm going to just move out the way because lightning rays strike a certain area. And I do not want to be the recipient. I don't want to receive none of that like that. Because I specifically heard the word trouble. But nonetheless, I'm going to fall back from it. I ain't going to think nothing else. How y'all doing tonight? Hey, Vin.
Pretty good.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Danielle.
Oh, man. All right, you been out on the porch all day?
I wish. Nah. It hasn't been a pleasant atmosphere out there. I kind of stayed in.
Say no more.
You know where I'm at.
Yeah. And it was a good day, so, you know. Yeah. Warm weather tends to bring those reactions sometimes.
I'm going to ask a favor of y'all, though, before I get started on my piece and anything else. My neighbor just lost her son to a horrible violent crime a couple of days ago. Her name is Tamika. Tamika, I just send some prayers up for her, please. It's terrible.
Absolutely.
Man. Please, just give us
Dan,
a prayer
would you
for,
do the
for her.
Now you said her name is Tamika?
Tamika, yeah.
All right. Let us go before the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to you again, Lord God, asking for comfort right now, Lord God, for the family, especially Tamika, Lord God, for who's lost her child to senseless violence, Lord God. Father God, we pray for the soul of the person that took the life as well, Lord God. Father God, all lives are being touched by in this very moment by this tragedy, Lord God. And Father God, we need your comforting hands to wrap around her as a mother and let her know that you got her. Nothing is going to take away that pain that resides from the loss of a loved one, especially a child. But Father God, we know you know that pain of loss of a child because you sacrificed your only son for the sake of mankind. So, Father God, please touch her and her family right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I can't imagine going through something like this. All these kids around here, I've watched them grow up because they grew up with mine. And to hear something like this, it's heartbreaking. It really is because, you know, it's so much tragedy and chaos in this world. And sometimes we get caught up in it, and we don't have anything to do with it. But, you know, I appreciate that because she really, she's going through it right now. I really feel for her. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Please let her know that she will be in our prayers. I'll add her to my prayer list.
Will. I definitely will. Thank you.
My pleasure. So what to bring for us?
Now, what you got for us?
I know you got a little something.
Me? You thought I brought something for you out of here? Huh?
You absolutely, I know you did. Or you'll never see another Boston Market again.
See, that ain't nothing but the devil. You're trying to get me to say words. I'm not going to do it. Nope. I brought something, though. I did bring something.
Why, thank you.
This is called He's Covering.
Okay. The mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. Though I've been facing hardship, heartbreak, and tragedy, dealt with envious, jealous, and devious hearts, I know that no one can take your blessing away from you. But the enemy agents of the devil will try to block you from receiving it and can sabotage you. But they can't stop it. So we must come to terms with the fact that in this life, you'll never be celebrated by everybody you encounter. Because your ability to be successful will always reflect on their inability to be consistent. They envy and they hate that. And because of that, there will be ones completely against you. But don't worry, because I know that you can't have the light without the darkness. And the reason why that doesn't bother me is because I'm covered in the highest white light. All through the darkness. See, I've had my share of trauma and chaos and falling for the wrong one, trusting the lies, and putting my faith where it doesn't belong. Learning some of the harshest lessons of life. But I recall most times, not once did I feel unsafe. Here I thought my being naive through my trials and tests was keeping me from worrying. And in reality, the reason I never worried was because his presence was always felt. He was always there holding me and shielding me. I just didn't know that I was kept in his light. Because of that, I still rise above it all with peaceful joy in my heart as an untamed wild spirit that continues to illuminate. And I don't worry because I know now when my Judas appears, they won't even be allowed to speak. So don't you worry because there's no greater love than the covering of the Father. And that's that peace.
Amen.
You know, this piece is no different than most of your other pieces where you display a confidence. You know that, like you said, that you are covered by the highest white light.
That's right.
That's a pretty good place to be.
Oh, it's the best. I'm trying to tell you. Yes. That's the only part of my life that I am arrogant in. Every place else, I just, you know, I'm lighthearted about it. But right there, it's some serious business when it comes down to spirit, honey. You cannot play with me when it comes down to that.
No, that's right.
That's right. I've seen his power. I've seen how he works. I've seen him shuttle me down. I'm trying to tell you. Okay. All the bad words that they spoke against me, the dirt that they rubbed on my name, everything, my finances they tried to block, everything. Okay. It was shut down. I'm covered, baby, and I know it. You can't tell me different.
Yeah, we could talk all night long about the glories and the wonders of God, and we wouldn't even scratch the surface.
Okay.
What you think on that, Van?
Oh, man, I think it's great. I think that piece is amazing. It definitely speaks to the confidence of her placement and her position with God. So,
yeah.
Phenomenal.
Thank you. Yeah. It's good.
You know, it's kind of easy, kind of sort of, to have that level of confidence when you've been the recipient and you've been conscious of that you're a recipient of his blessings. When you start looking at all the things that he does for you, it gets easier and easier to be bold.
Yeah. That's right. We complicate love, not God. God don't complicate it. Love is perfect, honey. It is absolute.
At all.
It's us that bring the difficulties and the chaos into it and all this other crazy mess. And you know what? It's crazy because when I get to talking like this, it's talking in general. To whomever. You know, some folks look at me just like I'm completely batty. They be like, you know, because a lot of people have seen me go through some of my trials, and a lot of them wished bad luck on me. Okay, and they wonder, how is it that she don't walk around with her head down? She ain't break. How come she didn't break?
Right.
What happened? What she encountered that did not allow her to break? Oh, I broke, but I was covered within breaking. So they wasn't allowed to partake in that visual. He didn't allow them to see that because that me breaking, that was part of my healing as well. So I just look at them and I just smile.
Yeah. The best revenge is success.
Honey, I'll try to tell you. You can teach me up on a plateau. Yeah. It's all good.
Yes. Well, before I send you to the praise lounge, young lady, would you like to fill us in on what you got going on with the Epiphany family?
Yes. Well, you heard my diva earlier. You know, every Wednesday night, I am one half host of the erotic love zone now. Okay. It's just a little change, you know. Even if we had a topic, I don't think I could mention it on here. So I would just let y'all wait and find out, you know, because I know you're going to come in here. You're going to love whatever it is we come up with. You can come on in there and get caught up in the erotic love zone. And Saturday night, I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, where I co-host with Stan the Man Phillips. And that is a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Nothing. Back to you, gentlemen.
That sounds like a week that's filling up quickly with epiphany.
Man, you know, Epiphany got a show for every night of the week. Every night of the week, we got it on lock.
Okay. Don't play with us. We don't play around here.
Okay.
We about it.
Right. Tell him, Paul. Tell him, Paul. About it.
Right.
I got you on that one, huh, Danielle?
Yes. Sometimes, you know what? I have to be honest because when I'm in a certain realm, such as tonight, this is, you know, it's like a church vibe. Okay, we up in church. So I'm just like anybody else. I have a tendency to get a little starstruck with the pastor and the deacons and stuff. I look at y'all in a little different light, okay? And then when you say something funny like that or something down to earth, you know, I have to remember, you know what, they're human too.
Yeah.
That's why it tickles me. Yeah.
Please don't forget that. Please, I beg you.
It's all good. It's all good.
We're human.
It's all good because tomorrow I'm going to be back to torturing y'all. It's all good. I'm only good on Sundays.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I think I have an appointment tomorrow. Right at that time, too.
At that time, skin 30.
Yep, at that time.
Let's see.
Danielle, I love it when you come through. But I'm going to kick you into the praise round.
I know. Wait a minute. Why I got to be kicked into the praise round? See how I get talked to?
I don't know. Van said that.
You see what I'm talking
about? Van said that.
I think she know how my voice sound versus your voice, Paul. I'm just saying.
She didn't know that you were a voice impersonator. Oh. See,
she does, but I've never done Paul Stamps, aka Divine Inspiration.
Everybody else get escorted, right? They get invited, escorted. Okay. I get kicked. That's all right, though.
Well,
I still love y'all.
I'm offering you my arm, madame. I will escort you to the lounge.
My pleasure. Thank you. I'd be honored.
Thank you, Queen. You have a blessed evening.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all.
God
one love, one
buddy.
Bite. God
oh,
bless y'all.
One love, one bite. I swear, if she ever came on here and I didn't cut up a little bit, I think people would think something was wrong. So I'm only doing that for her health. You understand that, Van? You know, I don't want her to, you know, go into shock or anything like that. So I do this just to keep her safe. I'm taking one for the team, in other words. I'm that kind of guy, you know?
Absolutely. Take one for
Why
the team.
Why are you so silent, Van? You're not buying none of this?
I'm not.
Okay. Well, I tried. I get an E for effort. Well, I see another hand. Raised 973 area code. Is that North Carolina or is that
that's New Jersey? That's New Jersey.
That's Newark. Okay. All righty. Well, let's bring on Miss. I hope I don't butcher the name. Zwina. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory.
Thank you. Good evening, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
Yes, it's Queen Simmons, one half host of King and Queen Quarters Epiphany Zone, Monday nights at 9 o'clock.
Yes, it is. Hmm. And yes, that is 973. It's definitely Jersey.
That's New Jersey. That's New Jersey.
You know.
Is that up in the Newark area?
It's in Morristown, but yeah, I'm from the Newark area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I used to have that number when I lived up in Newark.
973, that's right.
Okay. I was mad when I let the number go, kind of, because I liked the fact that I had a different number from everybody else down here. But
I
didn't like the different number. No, I like to I got my mama's number, so I'm in PA with a Delaware number, so I can still be a little different.
Oh, wow. Never let them know your trail, right? You got
to exactly.
Throw them off the scent a little bit.
Not these days.
Right. I totally
so my queen, somebody told me that you were rather talented with your usage of words. So I've never heard you say that. So
no?
I was wondering if I could get a favor. Could I get the blessing of hearing you spit a piece tonight?
Absolutely.
All right. Oh, that's a good night. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is a piece that I wrote back in the beginning of the pandemic. It's called Stand. Like Habakkuk, I prayed, "Oh Lord, confine me. I'm here on my knees where my pleas go unpleased and my prayers feel unanswered." And from somewhere came a command. He said, "All you have to do is stand. Stand, stretch out, spread yourself round full glory. Walk by faith, not by sight, towards a different story. You will see that this grief is the ground neath your feet, neither dirt nor the earth, just a muck stuck between. That ground you keep crying on and your focus on me. Stand, stand up for what you believe. Be alive like me, stand strong like trees. You ever notice that as long as I live and I breathe, the trees remain standing if you just let them be. Just stand, look above your discomfort and see that the blessings you sent for are waiting with me. Stand, be everything you're meant to be. You leave Pharaoh and Babylon in these wars to me. Just stand and encourage a union of joy that can part up the clouds and fill every void. Stand, my daughter, your work is to build. Gone are the days for prostration and guilt. Gone is the time to waiteth on me. Stand like the storm these injustices were meant to be. For you and my people to focus on me, you don't need is money or idolatry. If you stand and see past this, your blessings lay wait at my feet. Stop crying and losing, choosing woes over me. The wrath of God is upon us, you see. Show me what you're made of. Tell me what you see. When you give up your arrogance, violence, and greed, this blight was sent to expose your false security. Stand. Right now, people, get on your feet. The time... I'm sorry, my computer cut off a little bit. Guys, give me, I have a finger on the computer and it popped away, I'm sorry.
I've been there before, that modern technology.
Absolutely, I'm so sorry.
Oh, man, that means you're going to have to come back next week and do another piece in its entirety. How's that sound?
Okay, I'll do that then.
That's all right, because that was what was going on, though.
Yeah. I'm sitting next to my preach. You know, that
sounds
good.
Okay.
Oh, you found it. Okay, we get some more. Yay. Give me that. The mic is yours.
All right, now.
Is it okay if I start over?
Certainly. You doing your service
okay.
As you wish to do it.
Okay. Like Habakkuk, I prayed, "Oh Lord, come find me. I'm here on my knees where my pleas go unpleased and my prayers still unanswered." And from somewhere came a command. All you have to do is stand. Stand, stretch out, spare yourself round full glory. Walk by faith, not by sight, towards a different story. You will see that this grief is the ground beneath your feet, neither dirt nor the earth, just a muck stuck between. That ground you keep crying on and your focus on me. Stand, stand up for what you believe. Be alive like me, stand strong like trees. You ever notice that as long as I live and I breathe, the trees remain standing if you just let them be. Just stand, look above your discomfort and see that the blessings you sent for are waiting with me. stand, be everything you're meant to be. You leave Pharaoh and Babylon and these wars to me. Just stand and encourage a union of joy that can part up the clouds and fill every void. Stand, my daughter, your work is to build. Gone are the days for prostration and guilt. Gone is the time to waiteth on me. Stand like the storm. These injustices were meant to be. The Pharaoh and Babylon both are a plea for you and my people to focus on me. You don't need his money, his idolatry. If you stand and see past this, your blessings wait at my feet. Stop crying and losing, choosing woes over me. The wrath of God is upon us, you see. Show me what you're made of. Tell me what you see when you give up your arrogance, violence, and greed. This bite was sent to expose your false security. Stand right now, people, get on your feet. The days of Babylon will end when I see you stand and raise children to stand and to be the brilliance of Shekinah Living Ministries. The battle's not yours, just leave it to me. This day will lay waste to all when you see that my church isn't a building. My church ain't a store. My church ain't a money man asking for more. The church is the masses, the humble, the meek. I might take them from you, bring them closer to me, but I didn't send you to this place just to die. There's a journey in searching and finding out why. To stand in the contrast, seek and you'll find. Stand in the rain, get soaking wet. The taller you stand, the better it gets. And that's that piece.
Peace, that was a sermon. Just stand.
Yeah.
All right, what can you say? Stand.
Thank you, God.
Easier said than done at times, but it's
right.
Definitely doable. Yeah, Father, make sure that it's doable. Beautiful thing. Thank you so much for coming through with that piece. But before we go there, we need to hear what you're doing with the Epiphany family these days.
Okay, I'd be happy to. So tomorrow night at 9 p.m., I am one hall post of King and Queen's Quarters. Tomorrow night we're going to have open mic, and we're going to open up the mic for anything you guys have on your mind. And that being said, back over to you guys.
Now that sounds like good night. I'm going to have to try my darndest to get by there tomorrow night.
All right. We love to see you there.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Queen, for coming through tonight.
And, yes, welcome.
God willing, I will hear from you tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
Okay. Wonderful. Looking forward to it.
God bless you, Queen. Awesome.
God bless
one love,
you.
One mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man, this has been an awesome show.
It has, Paul. It really has.
I was kind of tired, but when she said that, towards the end of that, she said, just stand. I looked up and I'm standing. You know,
amen.
That was the command to stand, you know. And what I like about that is when she said that it was a command to stand. God doesn't give us commands for things that we're not capable of achieving.
Yeah. So
we can stand. I love that piece. A lot of power in that. Well, it looks like we're coming to the end of a wonderful service. My brother, would you mind giving us your final thoughts? And before you do that, give us the Epiphany rundown. And then that one real special public service announcement.
It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night is Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Thursday night, y'all, is the Get Down with J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And then next Sunday, we'll be right back in here for another fine edition of the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you do not know this Jesus, this God that we speak of, and it is so your desire to come to the knowledge of him, please reach out to myself or Paul Sampson. We will be happy to usher you into the presence of the Lord and be an aid in the salvation of your soul through God's word and our experiences. So please, if that is your desire, any one of us will be able to help you. So connect with us. Paul, back to you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, man. Yes, it's important. There's no time like the present to make that submission to Christ. As you see with the world that we live in today, tomorrow's not promised anymore. Not that it ever was, but it's more and more evident these days. So before we part from one another, would you guys come hang out with me at the throne for another moment? Father God, we just thank you for the fellowship this evening, Lord. We thank you for the strength that was shared on this evening. We thank you for the love that was shared on this evening. Father God, as we depart from the airwaves, but never from your presence, Lord, we ask that you would be with each one of us, Father God. Guide us through the week that's coming. Help us in our attempts to deny the temptations of the enemy, Lord. Empower us, Lord, to make this week a week that you will look down and smile at us. So, yes, my children did well. Father, we love you. We thank you. And it's in the precious name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Sutherland, Zimbabwe. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Sing it again. Give you all.